We were fondly reminded recently of a 2005 movie called The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. If you don't remember, it's a story about four lifelong friends who find a pair of jeans that fits each of them perfectly, and they use these magic pants as a way of keeping in touch when they're apart over the summer.
Babe! Okay. Timmy, you look amazing. You? Turn around!
You look wonderful!
You look good!
They look great on you. Please buy them.
You try them on then.
Jeans.
Yeah. Well, fast forward to 2020, and Kyra Peralt had a similar idea. She started keeping a journal about the challenges of the pandemic, and then began sending it around the world to strangers, inviting other women to fill in the remaining lined pages of her black and white marbled composition notebook with their own stories. She calls it the Traveling Diary Tour, and it's making a stop now at Here and Now. Kyra, welcome from Montclair, New Jersey.
Hi, Peter. Thank you so much for this opportunity to talk about the Traveling Diary.
Oh, we're glad to talk about it. And we also actually have one of the contributors, Shonda Lee from Atlanta, Georgia. Shonda, welcome to you.
Hey, thanks. Happy to be here.
All right, Kyra, why don't you start? Where did the idea and the inspiration for this project come from?
Well, connecting women around storytelling was something that I've always had on my heart and mind. And the Traveling Diary happened to be born during a time of deep isolation for me. Having to adapt my whole life to living under one roof with two kids, a husband, a startup that I was trying to get off the ground, I felt isolated. I felt disconnected. I have friends that I can talk to and share intimate things with, but I really, really, really wanted to know what was going on with other women and who were in places that I knew I wouldn't be able to get to, especially given the circumstances we were under.
Well, one of those women was Shonda. Let's bring her in.
Yes.
You joined the Traveling Diary Tour pretty early on, right? I mean, did you know each other at all?
Not really. We met as a result of a mutual friend. I didn't even know who Kyra was. She didn't give me background on you or anything. So, but I'm an open person like that. I was like, okay, cool. I'll call her. And then, well, actually you emailed me and then that was the beginning of our connection. And then we got on FaceTime or Zoom, Skype, one of those. And it was like, when I looked at you, Kyra, it was like, I knew you already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point, isn't it? I mean,
it
you're,
is.
You know, seeking in the void for something there, and you found it. So that was why you got involved? I mean, yeah. I wonder if you could share some of your own experience that made you think this was a good idea for you.
Well, I am a health and fitness pop singer, and prior to COVID, my band was doing cardio concerts, and those were in-person concerts where people come and they wear sweat clothes and they bring a towel and water. Wow. And my band performs live for them while they
Holy
dance
cow, I
to
love
our
that.
Choreography.
Great.
Oh my God, it's so much fun. It's a big sweat box. And so you can imagine when COVID hit how we had to just completely shift gears. And that was right around the time that this opportunity came to me. And what I was feeling was very disconnected from my audience and really kind of sad about it. Sad about how social distance was becoming the norm. I wrote this in the journal too. I personally believe in responsible connection. In other words, everybody's not suspect. You know, I'm not going to not see my mom, but I understand why people have made those choices. It just, for me, it was so disconnected. It was like, I cried a lot. So when she actually talked about a physical journal diary that I could hold in my hand and write in with a pen, like old school. I tell you, when I opened the package and I looked at the diary, I read the story. No, first thing I did, honestly, I smelled it because
really?
I have this thing about the scent of books, like that smell of the newspaper or the magazine or that old book that, you know, grandpa left. Like that stuff really pulls memories out for me. So the first thing I did was I smelled it and then I started crying like, oh my gosh, this is it. And I immediately felt like I was connected to the people who I, that I of course never met, but whose stories were already in the book. So I think my entry was only the fourth one in there.
Would you mind reading some of your entry? Could you do that?
The first thing I did when I received this notebook was pull it out of the plastic envelope and smell it. I wanted to smell and imprint in my memory the beauty and humanity of each of you and myself. I've always been like that. Smells create strong memories for me, and this experience, this sharing memories with you, is now forever imprinted in my memory. Even as I write this, my eyes swell with tears of appreciation and love for all humanity. To tell you the truth, I think COVID-19 hit my family back in October last year because it started on a trip to Jacksonville in January to visit my foster sister who just delivered my niece prematurely at 26 weeks or 29 weeks, I forget which now. She told me that she'd quit smoking, drinking, and doing anything that could harm the baby during her pregnancy. Yet baby was having a very hard time thriving and insisted on being born almost 2 months before her time. When I arrived at my sister's house, the first thing I smelled was cigarette smoke. I wanted to deny it, but clearly it was in the house. After spending that first night in her bed, I woke up with a gnarly, annoying cough that I couldn't shake. Not long after, chest pain was, and eventually I had a fever. This illness lasted 2 to 3 weeks, and in that time, my beautiful niece, she died of respiratory failure. My whole family was brokenhearted, and we mourned for a long time. I've never seen a casket so small. It all boils down to continuing to have a loving experience of life in the face of so much fear. I'd like to continue to be a beacon of light, love, and faith during this time and for as long as I live.
I'm so sorry to hear about your niece. What does it feel like to read that right now?
I still get choked up, Peter. It's like I just wrote it. Yeah. It's neat to feel, you know, and that's one of the things I think that has come out of this, you know, like that ability to feel things deeply, even if it hurts. And that's what connects us as human beings. So I definitely feel that.
Kyra, what about you? When you hear that, what do you feel?
It touches me deeply in so many ways because I'm a mom, I'm a sister, and I can connect with the sense of just feeling like you're human and someone else sees you.
And isn't it something, Kyra and Shonda, that it took this virus, this pandemic, this pain that we all went through for so long to figure that out, what you're just saying? Like, isn't that kind of remarkable?
Yeah. I mean, it's not funny, but it is kind of crazy when you think about it. And you know what else is interesting about that, Peter, is so many people got real about where they are with their health. You know, because I saw so many people walking, jogging, riding their bike, you know, eating salads, just like on that and like really valuing their health and realizing it could be taken from you at any moment.
And I'll add to that, and valuing our relationships with other people, valuing our friendships, our connections, our mental health. And to be able to share about our experiences with strangers, there's something about it that just feels cathartic.
Yeah, but now what? The pandemic is turning the corner. Our lives are getting back into gear. We're going back into our communities that we had before the pandemic started. And I was going to ask you, like, does that mean that the diary is going to stop? And after hearing what you're saying here, I'm like, no, you can't let it stop, right?
No way.
But does it work in normal times?
Yes, 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 it does. Storytelling has always been here. It's always been here. It isn't going anywhere. And as the traveling diary community continues to grow and connect, women are finding connections that are authentic in a space that feels safe and real.
Is 700 members worldwide, more than that now, I believe, London, Australia, Portugal, Hong Kong, New Jersey, Atlanta. You've really made an impact. That's how far the book has traveled. Kyra Perrault, founder of the Traveling Diary Tour, a physical notebook that is sent around the world and clearly making a big difference. Women can sign up online at thetravelingdiarytour.com. We also heard from one of the members, one of the writers, Shonda Lee. Thank you both so much. It was a real pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Peter. That was awesome.